It's pretty much like a house of horrors, you know, from the abuse from the guards, from the lack of medical attention, to the lack of educational programming. It was literally hell on earth.
Eric Cussman, now 37 years old, spent 2 years as a teenager inside New Jersey's largest juvenile correction center, the New Jersey Training School for Boys, formerly known as Jamesburg. Cussman is one of nearly 200 people rallying outside the Monroe Township facility, calling for its permanent closure. Cussman, who landed in Jamesburg for marijuana possession, says the facility is just one of many in a system that is setting kids up for failure.
When they have this mark of Cain, as we like to call it, and being stigmatized as being criminal, they can't get jobs, they can't finish their high school education, and it leaves them to the streets, especially if they're coming from broken families. We do nothing to prepare them for society.
Simply put, youth prisons in New Jersey profit off of the shackling of young black bodies, and abolition starts today. We reject the lie that our kids are unredeemable. We reject the lie that the kids behind these walls should be judged by the worst thing they ever did, rather than the best person they can ever be.
Jamesburg first opened its doors on June 28, 1867, exactly 150 years ago. Something Ryan Haygood, president and CEO of the New Jersey Institute for Social Justice, says is no coincidence. Haygood says 73% of juveniles behind bars throughout the state are children of color, proof that the system is still plagued by racial disparities that have clear historical significance.
The country fought a war over the end of slavery, or to preserve slavery. 2 years after that war ends, Jamesburg opens. And New Jersey was a state that often gets false credit for being a progressive state. It was a slave-holding state. It was one of the last states to ratify the 15th Amendment. And it was a state in which the youth prison opens 2 years after the Civil War ends.
Haygood says research clearly shows that youth incarceration leads to a range of negative consequences, including trauma, recidivism, homelessness, and poverty, adding that it is that research that is leading to changes in policy around youth incarceration that can be seen throughout the country.
Missouri is a very good model, where they closed some of their youth facilities. They created smaller facilities that were closer to home, that were developmentally appropriate. And so here we close Jamesburg. We can create smaller facilities in southern, central, and northern New Jersey to accommodate our smaller population, but could really help to rehabilitate them. We're spending $200,000 a year per kid, per year of incarceration. Imagine what you could do by investing that money in kids in a different direction toward their rehabilitation, toward making them whole.
Kevin Brown, executive director of the State Juvenile Justice Commission, defends the work being done, saying his agency runs successful programs that help young offenders. 47-year-old William Lattimore spent 6 years inside the Jamesburg facility.
It's a prison for kids, actual prison. It's not a youth correctional facility or a state home for boys. This is prison.
Beyond these walls, there's a community that wants to help you. Beyond these walls, there are people who will stand with you and walk with you.
Lattimore was sent to Jamesburg following a string of petty theft crimes at the age of 14. Lattimore recalls the abuses he often faced at the hands of the staff.
If you were unsavory, they had a system that they can heat the floors up where you couldn't even put your feet on the floor. I mean, literally, they had pipes under the floors that they turned the pipes up so high that you couldn't even get off your bed to eat.
Jamesburg was among 13 facilities nationwide identified in a 2010 federal report by the Department of Justice as having high rates of juveniles subjected to abuse, particularly sexual abuse. Lattimore says those abuses and lack of real rehabilitation are what have motivated him to join the fight.
I know that in order for this place, for the children to get a better chance, this stuff like this has to be shut down. It has to be. You know, it has to be. It's not a question. It has to be shut down, you know. And I have to get on the ground with it and help this be done.
These kids know that they can continue to dream, that they can fly, that they can touch the sky.
The more than 200 demonstrators, including more than 40 community organizations like the ACLU and the NAACP, clearly share that same sentiment.
When these institutions and institutions like them across America close.
For the WBGO Journal, I'm Alexandra Hill in Monroe Township.